George Washington's birth date was always clear, February 22, 1732. The location of his birth, though, was difficult to pinpoint. It's still a mystery to most Americans as well. We'll go to that spot on this edition of the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
George Washington was born on February 22, 1732, along the banks of the Potomac River at Pope's Creek Plantation. It was years later that he inherited the home at Mount Vernon. The birthplace home remained in the family, but it was destroyed in a fire in 1779.
What was left of the original house fell into decay, and no one really knew exactly where it was. The first attempt to mark the location was done by George Washington Parke Custis. In the 1800s, he came down the Potomac with a stone that said, "Here was born George Washington."
Dick Lee at George Washington Birthplace National Monument says Custis left the stone and never returned again. He actually marked the spot of the old kitchen house and not the birth home.
When the Army Corps of Engineers acquired the property, they marked the site with a tall obelisk, a tenth the size of the Washington Monument, so people could see it from the Potomac River, and left it at that.
In the 1920s, the Wakefield Society began to restore the homestead. The foundation of the home was finally identified, and markers were adjusted accordingly. The birthplace was important to George Washington, but perhaps not in the way some believed it would be.
There was an English genealogist that asked Washington about his genealogy. What he did was, instead of describing this spot as his birthplace, talked about it as his brother's home, and really explained that in America we didn't need to know who you were related to because we didn't have those kind of hereditary titles they did in Great Britain.
Lee says many Americans believe Mount Vernon is the birthplace of George Washington. For those who venture south about an hour, they can find this spot, the birthplace of the father of the nation. Traveling the countryside in Colonial Beach, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.